countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
We're halfway through the year and the countryside is blooming with colour.
Well, I always was interested in flower arranging and decorating and making wreaths, and I always had wreaths on the go and making flowers.
Whether it's as a gift, special occasion or just decoration for the house, we spend over 95 million euros annually buying fresh cut flowers and foliage.
So we've a mixture of annuals and perennials growing here on the land. You know, the standard annual flowers, cosmos, snapdragons.
But over 90% of colourful bouquets are made from flowers grown abroad, most notably in the Netherlands.
Well, we're very fortunate around the base of Tara Hill. It is called Clonroach soil, so it's very light, loamy soil.
In Ireland, though, flower farming is a growth business in every sense of the word. A new organisation called Flower Farmers of Ireland has been formed and has over 60 members dotted across the country.
We are for people who grow flowers as a commercial venture.
They're now focusing on growing in-season scented blooms that are sustainable and pollinator-friendly.
So typically our farmers are farming on less than 2 acres.
We're located in North County Wexford on the coast, looking out over the Irish Sea and looking down on the coastal village of Ballymoney.
Áine Kinsella began her venture, Tara Hill Flowers, just as the pandemic was beginning.
So we probably, COVID allowed us to do maybe 3 years' work in 3 months.
Originally from a farm in this part of the world of Castletown, County Wexford, Áine studied agricultural science, going on to work in the food industry at home and abroad, before returning with her husband and 2 young children to settle close to the sea in the shadow of Tara Hill.
Growing flowers is a very nice occupation. The conditioning and cutting can be quite labour intensive. It's quite taxing in terms of, you know, a lot of bending and cutting. And then you have to take and clean all the stems and make sure that each flower has gets enough water and is given enough time to kind of adapt to being out of the plant. And then you start the whole bouquet. And what I tend to do is I tend to try and pick a colour scheme and work with that and try and shape an arrangement around a colour scheme.
So that's where the art and design comes in.
Yeah, totally, yeah. And I wouldn't say I'm an artist, but I would say that I enjoy kind of design and, you know, I enjoy putting things together and seeing how they kind of work.
Is this a business, a classic case of opportunity knocks, COVID being the driver almost of this?
Absolutely, there's no doubt about it. And I had, I suppose, a decision to make after Christmas of this year to decide, do I kind of go back into my, as I say, my regular job? But I kind of said, I'm not going to be able to go travelling. There's no prospect. And we were in the second lockdown again. And I said, no, I'm going to commit this year and just see what can we achieve from the business and give it a go. And then we'll make a decision.
What kind of garden do you come from?
Oh, I don't come from any garden.
Do you suppose she's a wildflower?
Close by, just outside Gorey, Carmel Duke established Mount Alexander Flowers in 2018 when she began growing flowers to meet growing demand. Flower growing has turned from a hobby to a business, and Carmel is also treasurer of the Flower Farmers of Ireland.
As you can see, this is just my garden, which I have developed at the back. I use raised bed system because I use a no-dig system. We sell flowers that are grown in the season. We can never provide red roses at Christmas. We just can't.
And do you work closely then with florists around the country?
So I have worked with 2 florists and I'm delighted to do that. And I'm really taken with how impressed they are with our flowers. And they have completely bought into the whole concept of seasonal flowers and to try to showcase that as a way forward. But obviously, we can't provide flowers 365 days a year. Well, I certainly can't. And actually, I don't want to. It is seasonal. I grow with the seasons. I grow with the land and whatever the climate and nature has to offer me. And I find florists are becoming more and more interested in sourcing good quality Irish grown flowers and foliage.
Does it take much to become a flower producer, a flower grower? Do you have to have it in the blood? Do you have to have the green fingers? Do you have to have, I suppose, an appreciation of the soil and the land to be really good at it?
Well, as you can see in my tunnel, I have a photograph of my dad who was a great gardener. I suppose I just love growing. I love the whole process of sowing a seed and watching it grow and develop. A lot of flowers do not need really good quality soil to grow yeah. on. So they thrive in poor soil, which is quite interesting. Really.
And you have your polytunnel here as well.
I've my polytunnel. I love my polytunnel. It extends the season for me. During the summer, I tend not to grow that much in it. I have to give away to the husband's tomatoes and cucumbers and courgettes, but that's okay. We use a lot of companion planting, so you put one plant beside another and it attracts a pest, which will keep the pest off something else. So there's a little bit of a battle going on, but at the end of the day, we stay away. We just don't use pesticides or herbicides, and I'm delighted to be able to say that.
Anya, as a flower grower, how important are bees and the protection of bees to your business?
I have to say that has been the biggest eye-opener since we started growing the flowers, is the amount of bees that come and pollinate on the flowers. We see them every day. We have a local honey company beside us here, Tarhill Honey, and his bees come over. And they love the cosmos in particular. They come and they hover around there and they go home in the evening time. But it's amazing to see during the summertime the amount of bees that come in and around. It's really an eye-opener.
So they're employees here of yours?
Yeah. They're working all the time on our behalf, you know.
And that was Anya Kinsella there. You can find out more about what she's doing and others at www.flowerfarmersofireland.ie as they celebrate Irish Flower Week, which begins on Monday.